My guest today on Piano Jazz is the unrivaled master of the jazz harmonica, Toots Thielemann. His trademark style and the tender sound is recognized all over the world. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm still here to talk about a lot of things, you know.
You know, you just...
Especially about you, I want to talk.
It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yes. And I heard the name McPartland by your husband, Jimmy McPartland, during the occupation in Belgium, during World War One. Two, I guess.
Well,
sorry about that.
Please. Well, that's right.
And then Jimmy, you know, stopped by. He was in the American forces liberating Belgium.
That's where I met Jimmy, was in,
yes.
In Eupen.
Oh, he was so sympathetic. I mean, he was much, very friendly, wide open face and smile.
Sure, sure. I miss him a lot. But, you know, I remember so well you, when you came over here, sitting at the bar in the Hickory House.
Yes, that was 19...
About 52.
The end of 51, yes.
Boy. And it just seems like a minute has gone by. And
yes,
here we are
frightful.
Again. And we're sitting here, and I'm dying to hear you play. What do you think you'd like to play to open with?
Well, we'd like to start with Stella by Starlight.
Great. It's one of my favorite tunes. You've done so many things in your life. But after I saw you at the Hickory House, now that's when you joined George Shearing, right?
Right after that. And I was in this country about a year. And then, while I was waiting for my union card, you were very hospitable, you and Billy Taylor also.
He was playing
at Birdland. He played also. And there was a club called the Downbeat.
Right.
On 54th Street.
A cute little club. That's where Billy was playing, right?
Yes. And then I got my union card and started to wait for the phone to ring.
And then it rang pretty soon, didn't it?
Well, Tony Scott, you know, was like a walking chamber of commerce.
Oh, he was.
He was very hospitable also, trying to help some new musicians coming, not only from Europe, but from Chicago, Detroit. He found them a place to stay and jam in and all that. And he introduced me to George Shearing. He had heard that the guitarist with George was called into the army. And he said, "You play the guitar, don't you?" "Yeah, a little bit, yeah." I was, "Well, come with me." And he took me to meet George at the Carnegie Hall. George was playing double bill with Billy Eckstein. And that's how Mr. Shearing heard me. And then he said, "If you can cut the guitar book, you got the job."
God, I heard you many times with George in various clubs.
Well, I was there 6 years, you know, it was my only steady employment.
Well, that's after that you went out on your own pretty
yeah,
much, didn't you?
Waiting for the phone to ring.
Well, I imagine the phone kept ringing, but I mean, you wrote a lot of tunes and played with all kinds of people. Did you go and sit in with different groups?
Yeah, I played with just Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Jaco Pastorius, Paul Simon, Billy Joe. I don't know, too much to mention.
It's funny, but your music, you don't, you know, nobody can categorize you or put you into a certain spot. You can play with anybody, any style, right?
Well,
even me.
It's my no, but you are. What I need harmonically is some sort of. George Shearing was. I never was. He was
oh,
never
George,
short of
wonderful
inspiration,
harmony.
And it was very interesting.
Well, let's do another tune. Maybe something that George Shearing used
well,
to play.
I met George, you know, of course, that evening at Carnegie Hall. And in his dressing room, we played Body and Soul together.
That was like your audition, right?
Yes. So I didn't look for it, but it turned out to be.
Well, let's play Body and Soul for George.
I'll okay. try to remember the introduction I had 50 years ago.
When you were a little kid, you played accordion.
When I was a kid, I played the accordion.
That's yes. the first instrument you ever played?
Yes, yes. I was a big sensation. My folks had a little sidewalk cafe in Brussels.
Oh.
Like the equivalent of the Lower East Side of Brussels.
And, yeah. and so you,
and
you...
Yeah, I played the French songs, you know, for Josephine Baker and all those things.
Oh, that's how you started with all those songs, and then you.
Yes.
But then you heard some jazz on the BBC.
Oh, well, 20 years later, almost.
Well, when you went to school, did you? Did you?
Yes, I started to. You see, being a musician was not really a profession, so you need to try to get a diploma, and I wasn't bad. Not outstanding, but not bad in mathematics. So I was aiming for a profession, a degree in mathematics. But Louis Armstrong changed all that. The first
yeah, I guess
I
he didn't. He didn't care that much about mathematics.
I still feel I need that need for explanation when I. Play. I have an explanation for each note that I play. I know where it goes and where it comes from, you know.
I don't think we're ever going to get an explanation.
No, but it has to function
it's in your head.
Logically in your
it's
head.
It's all in your head. You know, we were talking about George Shearing, and we never did his famous Lullaby of Birdland.
Yeah, no, it's. But we always played it as an important sort of public part of the set. You know, that sort of tempo. But it could be a ballad too, shall we?
Let's sort do of, it as a ballad.
Not too ballad, but not
sort
too
of a,
deep into it. But
sort of a walking ballad.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.